During the depths of the pandemic, the IRS allowed Americans to roll over the balances in their health flexible spending accounts. A health FSA lets employees spend pre-tax money on health-related expenses. But this year, it's basically back to use it or lose it again. And Kenny Malone from our Planet Money podcast has this cautionary tale.
Regina Achimpong got the fateful email a few weeks ago from her company's HR department.
Hey, don't forget you have, you know, money in your FSA, and if you don't use it, you lose it. And then it was like the light bulb went off for me.
A light bulb that said, uh-oh, how much did I put in my FSA?
I logged in and it showed my balance of like, it was a little over $2,000, and I was just like, oh.
$2,000?
Yeah.
So in Regina's case, she had to spend or lose $2,000 on health stuff in like a month.
So I literally solicited some guidance on Twitter. What am I going to do with this?
With this $2,000. And one of the first Twitter responses, Regina's brother, actually.
My brother was like, hey, I need another massage gun because I don't know what happened to mine.
Why not? In the shopping cart.
Then my mom said she wanted to try using a body pillow because I used them, got her one, and then I got...
And while Regina spends, a quick FSA origin story.
Well, this is about democratizing tax avoidance.
Stephen Bank is a professor at UCLA School of Law and says in the 50s and 60s, corporate executives would avoid high taxes by saying like, hey, instead of paying me more income, which can be taxed, can I have some perks?
Company cars.
Stock options.
Retirement funds.
Health expenses.
It was part of compensation that could be paid for outside of the income tax system.
A tax code overhaul in 1978 addressed those perks by allowing all of us to also have some of those perks. And the health FSA evolved from there. It's a useful thing if you have predictable health costs or God forbid, wind up in the hospital, but it could also leave you like Regina Achimpong, binge spending at the end of the year.
And then, so I love Black Girl sunscreen. It's really great.
Is it 10 of them? It says 10 of
10.
Them. So 6 jars of multivitamins, 2 bottles of contact solution, 2 massage guns, 2 body pillows later.
The total was $1,062.29.
Now, of course, that does still leave roughly $1,000, right?
It does. It does.
Regina says she will find a use for that $1,000 and that she made a different FSA decision in this year's open enrollment.
No, thank you. I think you just got to have a strategy going in, and I absolutely did not. And so that's my fault there.
FSA havers, the time is now. Use it or lose it, or you have been warned. Kenny Malone, NPR News.